Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a less chaotic life. Ever feel like you're constantly running around in circles, juggling relationships, deadlines, and just trying to keep your head above water? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your social calendar is booked solid, and your brain feels like it's about to short circuit? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to live like that. This podcast is all about simplifying things, decluttering the mental noise, and building a life that actually brings us joy. And today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships and communication skills. Because, let's face it, folks, life is a team sport. We're all connected in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's with our families, friends, colleagues, or even strangers we encounter on the street, how we communicate and interact shapes our experiences. And trust me, mastering this skill set can be a game changer. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build stronger connections and navigate those tricky conversations like a pro. 1. Active listening is your superpower. Ever feel like people just aren't really hearing you? It's not about waiting for your turn to talk. It's about truly absorbing what the other person is saying, even if it's uncomfortable or challenging. Pay attention to their words, body language, and tone of voice. Ask clarifying questions. Paraphrase what they said to ensure understanding and show genuine empathy. This builds trust and creates a safe space for open communication. 2. Ditch the always right mentality. Let's be honest. We all have opinions and beliefs, but clinging to being right all the time is like wearing blinders. It prevents us from seeing other perspectives, learning from others, and building genuine understanding. Sometimes, it's okay to admit when you don't know everything, apologize if you're wrong, and be open to changing your mind. 3. The magic of I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing, try framing your thoughts and feelings using I statements. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel ignored," try, "I feel ignored when I don't receive a response to my texts." This takes the focus off the other person and helps them understand your perspective without feeling attacked. 4. Set boundaries like a boss. This is crucial for protecting your well-being and maintaining healthy relationships. Figure out what's non-negotiable for you, whether it's time, energy, or certain behaviors, and communicate those boundaries clearly and respectfully. Remember, saying no sometimes is not selfish, it's self-care. 5. Practice makes perfect. Just like any skill, effective communication takes practice. Be patient with yourself and others. Start by making small changes in your daily interactions. Listen more attentively, ask thoughtful questions, express your feelings honestly, and be open to feedback. Over time, you'll notice a difference in your relationships. Think about a time when you felt truly heard and understood in a conversation. Maybe it was with a best friend, a family member, or even a stranger who offered a listening ear. Remember that feeling? That's the power of connection. Now let's talk about a real-life scenario. Picture this. You're at work, and you've been putting in extra hours to meet a deadline. You're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and your colleague keeps interrupting you with non-urgent tasks. It's easy to feel frustrated and lash out, right? But what if, instead of snapping, you took a deep breath and used some of these communication strategies? You could say something like, "Hey, I'm really focused on finishing this project by tomorrow. Would it be possible for us to chat about those other tasks later?" This sets a boundary while still acknowledging your colleague's request. By communicating clearly and respectfully, you can de-escalate the situation and create a more productive environment. So, remember these key takeaways. Active listening is crucial. Ditch the need to always be right. Use I statements. Set healthy boundaries, and practice makes perfect. You got this. Building strong relationships and communication skills is an ongoing journey, but by taking these steps, you'll create a more fulfilling and connected life. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a world where communication is clear, kind, and creates genuine connection. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.